The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, a Malayan woman has given birth to, wait for it, 9 babies. She thought she was pregnant with 7, which is enough for most people, I'm sure. And then 2 more joined the group on the day, on the big day. The pregnancy of Halima Cisse has enthralled Mali and attracted the attention of leaders and people all over the world. It's fair to say all of this happening on International Day of the Midwife. I'm joined now by Mary Brosnan, who's Director of Nursing and Midwifery at the National Maternity Hospital. Mary, I mean, this is incredible. I obviously know absolutely nothing about any of this, and even I was exhausted at the thought of this woman having 9 babies. What was your reaction?
I was pretty astounded, I must say, Kieran. I saw it on the news feed coming in. I thought, God help her, was my first reaction too, because I've never heard of it happening naturally for anybody, and I can only imagine carrying 3 or 4 must be incredibly difficult. But to carry 9 babies and to manage to deliver them all safely, it's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it is. I mean, how you say you've never heard of this? This is a really rare event, is it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I cannot imagine how it could happen naturally. So I'd imagine she must have had some support to achieve that conception, because I don't think it's... I've asked some of our obstetricians and I don't think anybody's ever heard of it happening in a natural way.
No, we all remember the Octomom a few years ago who had the octuplets. And again, I think there was, what would you say? I think she had IVF at the time. And that was the explanation for having so many babies. We don't know what the situation here. We can agree it's utterly remarkable. I mean, they only thought there were 7 at the time. I guess given that there's 9, it's probably hard to count them all, is it?
It is extraordinarily difficult to scan somebody. And I don't know what sort of equipment they would have had either. But, you know, to try and identify 9 babies in a small, very small uterus, really, I mean, we're all a bit speechless thinking about how they managed to achieve 9 normal, healthy babies. Well, hopefully they're normal and healthy, but to go through surveil them during the pregnancy must have been extraordinarily difficult. Even managing to keep an eye on 4 or 5, I was looking at our data, we probably had 125 sets of twins last year, so we'd have 2 sets of twins a week, and we might have 1 set of triplets every 2 months, probably 7 sets of triplets born last year. So even quads weren't born in Hollow Street last year, so it would be a big event to have 3 or 4 babies being born. And I was just picturing the scene at the birth, the labour room, when those 9 babies were being delivered, because even when we have 3 babies being born, we have a cast of thousands on hand just to make sure that everything's okay. And, you know, we'd have 3 neonatal nurses, 3 doctors, at least 3 midwives. You'd have 3 of everybody so that each baby gets its own attention.
Oh, well,
and then you need all the incubators, all the equipment set up to manage 9 babies. I assume they were premature. So it doesn't say in the reports whether how early they were. But then to make enough space for 9 babies, 9 sets of equipment, 9 sets of staff, it's just a logistical phenomenon, really.
Oh, it is. I mean, you obviously, as a trained midwife, this is what you think about is the delivery room. I think of home and 9 nappies every couple of hours and 9 feeds. Oh, good God almighty.
I was getting to that. I was thinking about the breastfeeding then and how she'll manage that. But, you know, it's quite amazing considering, I mean, where she's going to bring the babies back home to, goodness knows, if she has good support. And I know... was thinking, you know, with the old proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. It certainly would take a town to raise these 9 babies.
It certainly would. And listen, I suppose the fact that that 9 babies, as far as we know, are healthy and well, you know, we don't have all the detail on it. It is a testament to the care that she got.
Absolutely. And it sounds like she was brought to a centre with higher excellence in Morocco from just, again, the few lines I read. But it seems that she seems to have had very good care. And I suppose just to say today is the International Day of the Midwife, and to give all the midwives around the world a shout out. You know, there's an incredible shortage of midwives in African countries particularly. And if you think about it, I was mentioning to your researcher that the State of the World's Midwifery Report is launched today, and it says that there's nearly 1 million midwives short, and most of that is in Africa.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, you know, the joy of bringing those babies to a full term and or at least to a healthy outcome was great, and hopefully there were midwives involved there.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm happy to join in that shout out, particularly to the midwives from your own National Maternity Hospital who helped in delivering our two who were at home listening to this. Mary, listen, a pleasure speaking to you. Mary Brosnan, Director of Nursing and Midwifery at the National Maternity Hospital.